It's 7:13, and it was a sold-out tribute to Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. And WTOP's Man About Town, Bob Madigan, was there for Living the Dream, Singing the Dream.
The Choral Arts Society of Washington and the Washington Performing Arts Society's Men, Women, and Children of the Gospel Choirs performed. Retiring Choral Arts founder Norman Scribner first began the tribute in 1969 to use music to unite communities that have been torn apart by violence and misunderstanding following Dr. King's assassination. At this, his final MLK concert, Norman Scribner was presented with the annual Humanitarian Award. As the concert came to an end, guest conductor, the Reverend Nolan Williams Jr., looked out on the standing room only audience.
What we have experienced tonight would be for naught if it stayed in this concert hall. But if you've been touched or moved or blessed this evening, guess what? When you leave here, you need to pay it forward. Make a difference in somebody's life.
In the Kennedy Center Concert Hall, Bob Madigan, WTOP News.
7:14, we're at 44 degrees at Reagan National right now, going up to the mid-50s today.